Fidel Castro was the world's longest-serving dictator. Although the United States often tried to get rid of him, in the end, Fidel Castro outlasted 9 American presidents. He was a constant irritant to them, a communist leader right on their doorstep. Castro was determined to overthrow the American-backed Batista regime, which happily profited from the corruption and gross inequality of a haven for the playboy rich dominated by organized crime. So Castro and his band of revolutionaries masterminded a classic guerrilla campaign from their mountain base.
On January the 2nd, 1959, the rebel army entered Havana.
Castro had triumphed, Batista had fled, and Cuba had a new government, with the legendary Che Guevara among its members. Its promise to give the land back to the people and defend the rights of the poor. Soon afterwards, Castro went to America, saying he wanted to be friends with his powerful neighbor, but he felt rejected when President Eisenhower wouldn't see him. Snubbed by the Americans, Castro claimed he was driven into the arms of the Soviet Union and its leader, Nikita Khrushchev. Cuba had now become a Cold War battleground. April 1961, the Bay of Pigs. This was America's doomed attempt to topple Castro by recruiting a private army of Cuban exiles to invade the island. But the young revolutionary was more than a match for them. Under his command, Cuban troops repulsed the invaders, killing many and capturing 1,000.